Thank you. 5 still remains ambiguous. Demands of fishermen aim to be concretized and be a subject of parliamentary discussion. Not just grammatically, but I think in terms of it, is this of message, what they were trying to tell us. Not here, really. It's quite fine. You see that.
I believe the request is that they need parliamentary intervention to make sure that those demands are met with a negotiation.
I think everybody should read this. The demands of fishermen should be the subject of a parliamentary discussion.
Yes.
This is a report we're giving to Parliament. I think it's important that it must be very clear what we are saying to them. If you look at 6.6, it speaks about the development of a program to deal with inherent alcohol abuse by fishermen and the mechanism to assist them with the sort of social fabric in communities. Who are they expecting that is going to develop this program? Certainly not Parliament, because there are structures and institutions dealing with alcohol abuse. Who do they envisage is going to develop this program to deal with inherent alcohol abuse, because it's a social problem in their community?
I believe it would probably involve the department, the boat owners and the fishermen. Yeah. They would have to have some kind of meeting of the mind to make sure that enough use of that substance.
I fully agree with the former speaker, my colleague here. I think we can't put in a statement here. What we can say is there is a need to deal with alcohol abuse within the fishing years. That's all we can say to assist them to restore social fabric in the society. But we can't say inherent alcohol abuse, because when you say inherent, the word inherent means people who are going to the fishing industry have a DNA that suggests that they're going to be alcohol abusers. It is not true. So we can't say inherent alcohol abuse. I don't think that's what it is. I think we need to say that there has to be a plan of action or a determined effort to deal with the issue of alcohol abuse in the fishing industry.
So what you're saying is we should summarize it in pointing in the way that you're saying.
Yeah, we're not, it's an insult actually to them say that it's inherently an alcohol problem. It can't be inherently. Human beings are basically good
things. Okay, thank you. You're what I do about it. Other than that, one would take it that we could adopt it with, as I just said, not any. We have a mover for that.
I'm
okay. Okay. Not another person. The next item was the National Waste Management Conference from the 22nd to the 23rd. That's going to be held out in Haiti. So it was suggested that the management committee that the rest it would be better because that particular week is going to be constituency setting. That perhaps members who are from Haiti should attend that waste management conference. Okay. So from the opposition party, Ned Galala is from Haiti, so she would attend that. So I think Comrade Lisa is also from Haiti, myself, and Comrade Natalia is also from Haiti, and Mugwena as well. So we will attend that. So if any other member from the other parties who are necessarily not from housing and feel that they would like to go and show the people that. That's the 22nd to the 23rd of March. I believe members will be provided with the information about it. Maybe there will be a copy of it. Hopefully, you will be able to use that for the time.
The question of the president, how is it? I understand the human question of human. But I think you have some kind of people sit around the bench and show the expenses
I thought perhaps the reason why those members from Falcon were identified because they would be in Falcon anyway. And within our, it's not very often. Except for a short lunch and tea would be provided, but as for seeing your way to that place, I don't think that there would be any need for payment in one million paid for any different government.
Yes, I want also to align myself on the issue of politics. Was everything which is written by politics is very attentive. Say that, in fact, you actually ask whether other people coming from elsewhere could attend the, would want to attend the conference. So there might be some people that in future, even in future, that would say, they want to be part of the conference. And what would be our point? And I'm raising this in light of the fact that we were informed that there were some money that has not been utilized. And here the conference selects people that are in the community and that not actually is not allowed for other people to go through that. We must also utilize the money
actually, this conference is from the 22nd to the 23rd. So people will be in their constituency anyway.
So
what was decided at the management committee? To say that to make life easy, because it's obvious that those comrades who are in housing, because that way it's going to be. It is today, 22nd or 23rd. Okay? So, those members who are in housing where it is going to take place, it would make life a lot more easier for them. But it would not really be mandatory. I just simply said, those who have the interest, you know, from other constituencies, you know, from other provinces, if they feel they want to go, they may do so, but they are not really, it's not really necessary for them to go. So what happens if you feel you want to come and spend those 2 days with me in housing, you will be my guest. You will get my place. I live in Soweto. You will never spend the night in Soweto. Yeah. But let's not really be given the point of taking it as a really important. And another issue is just to remind members that GIT is going to have a strategic session. That's what it's going to be on the, from the 19th to the 20th of March. Okay. So all of us are invited on that. So that's the end of the day. Now, from the you want us to talk about the resistance?
Capital, the logistics on its way to the Commerce Club. The conference will be held in Newlands. Now, Parliament has 2 weeks ago changed its program. You will see that the NPOP will not have a position to meet next week because they fired a provincial village of Gauteng. When this conference was arranged, it's a workshop exclusively for members of Parliament. Right? It's where the Parliament sits down with Parliament and discusses the strategic plan. And the objective is that members of Parliament can then make the inputs. Change the plan, amend the plan, assist. Like the issues we were discussing now. Say to the Department, can't you build in a program that will assist fishermen in funding and stuff like that? That's the occasion. That's the occasion, most important occasion, where members can engage the department right at the beginning of the year before the threat plan is finalized. Now, unfortunately, Parliament has subsequently changed its program, making next week a concession to it. But this date was agreed with the chairperson a long time ago. The hotel was booked and arranged with me.
Is that
the
answer?
Yeah, that's the thing
that's
not.
I thought Durant said that the arrangements are being made.
Chairperson, we have arranged originally that we could have been a parliamentary week. Arrangements have been made for members to pick up the parliament, taken there, and brought back to parliament. With a shuttle
service.
Originally, because Parliament would have been in session, members would have picked up the Monday morning at Parliament, taken there, and brought back Tuesday afternoon. It was stopped at 1 o'clock. Back to Parliament. And those are the arrangements that still stand at the moment.
Presentation, and I suggest you right now we're going to be running out of time.
encouraged me to move in top topics. We almost did it, I think, as our favourite we have part of the talking around just how we are going to manage this workshop. So this is really come out of this continuation. But I think it's really important to get to start with by 8, the kids up here by 8 is in addition to our topic. So we didn't come to community, I was just coming on the Sunday evening in order to our topic. In fact, take my own car and go straight to the conversation from the team. But time essentially of the very essence in the workshop of this important and the quick amount of information.
Perhaps, is it any way possible that we could plead with the department to give us concrete arrangements and to find out whether it won't be possible, wouldn't it be possible to have pickup members from the parliament here? If it is anyway possible that way, it would make life a lot more easier, because it would be picking them up from there and then going against the traffic rather than members trying to get their way here and hold up everybody else because of traffic congestion. So it's an appeal to the department to find out from the people to find out if that can be make possible. And if so, that information could be first addressed to the chairperson's office, and then all the members would then get an instant message as far as that.
Chairperson, yes, I will discuss it with the department, but I'm just thinking about the practical arrangement. Members are distributed among three parks. The department will have exactly the same problem as you have to come with the bus or the shuttle from, you know, the parliamentary transport. Driving against the traffic. Arriving with the traffic.
Now let's say, for instance, in Pelican Park, I do have transportation there, so the members who are there can be with me in the car to go to what they
have.
That won't be a problem. But we are talking about members who don't have transportation and car
services. Jefferson, if you could discuss it and come up with concrete, if I know, for our argument's sake, that we must only collect at the Kenya Park, then I can arrange that. Which means we don't come to Parliament, we just collect at the change of park and we drive to the line, to the hotel. But I need to have a list of names that these transport and where they reside.
Okay. Pelican Park is taken care of. How about Laborio Park? Is anybody from Laborio Park here who might need transportation?
One bus.
Okay. So that would be Laborio Park and Acacia Park. Yes, they do.
Who needs assistance from Acacia Park? Can you bring some from the members with you? Can you bring some of the members with you? Who else needs transport from Acacia Park? Okay, then Dr. Kachala can drive with me. So, what we are saying is only Mazanga that needs transport from Laboria Park. And no one is coming to the Parliament, we're driving straight to the hotel.
Yeah,
that's what you say.
Yeah, and then all what you need to do is to give us a map.
Yes, you'll get everything.
Yeah. And what time will you need? So a map will be arranged.
For everyone? And so it means that the only person that needs transport for me is Dr. Katale.
Yeah.
Very well, Chairman.
Thank you. Welcome, Chair. We're just about to wrap up our meeting. Yeah. So I don't think there's anything else. So let's bring this to the end of our...
No, not really.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'm not sure. 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 I
the house. I think the meeting will end. We can share the good news with our friends.
Before I leave, I see there's a free wildcard brochure. I don't know what are we supposed to do with this brochure. And maybe Ivan will be able to tell us more about it.
Jefferson, Dr. Fenbach has offered to, on the request of amongst others, the members, has offered to issue you with a free wildcard for this year. You need to complete that form, but to go and read it, hand it back to Moses, I will read it for Moses.
Okay, thank you. So if you do need your free wild card, it would mean completing it instantly and make sure that all the Moses has been able to take maybe about 3 minutes of your time to do that.
I think the issue really is the individual is just the daughter of Omer Shammah. You have your qualifications for the corporate competition. I think that you buy a card and then sign it and send it to the team. We do that. Okay. Thank you.
How are you?
Yeah.